Steve Moran at about 10 past 11. But first of all, let's head to Paul Ambrosoli. Paul, good morning.
And it's all happening. Good evening or good evening. Good morning to you, Simon. I can't tell. I'm just a bit behind time. I didn't get much sleep last night, like most people, because of the weather.
You would have had the aircon. You would have had the aircon full bore last night where you are, PA. Surely.
Yeah, I'd suggest that's a pretty good idea that we did have it going fairly full, because I think it got to about 46 here where I am.
Mm.
Had some fairly warm days out here. You know, like I always remember one of the first times I broadcast at Hawkesbury in the old, and we were on top of the Tote Building in a corrugated iron box, which is about 8x3. And you didn't have any fans or any windows or anything like that. It just was an absolute cookout.
Yeah.
Ask Craigie, if you'll remember it. And then the extreme was calling in the snow at Goulburn when we were on the outside of the judge's box, and we had a roof, and that was it. There were no sides.
Yeah, was there any footage taken in those days of calling in places like that? Would have been great viewing.
I don't think so. Jeff Marty always he warned me of Goulburn because I took it over from him, and he said, "Now listen, watch out for this." Winter wasn't too good, but they ended up they did rebuild down there, which was pretty good. Anyways, but so in their wisdom they've called it off, and at the moment it would appear as though their wisdom was correct, because it's very, very warm out on the west today. That's for sure and certain. Look. We give you a chance right now to win a twin pack of Windy Peak wine from De Bortoli. Okay, so what you'd have to do is be the first person through with the correct answer to the question I'm about to give. Now, normally I say it's a pretty easy question. This morning might not be as easy a question, okay? The CF4 Stakes is on in Melbourne today, and it's one of my favourite races, Simon. It really is one of my favourite races. And listeners, it's a favourite race of mine, because if it's not a good horse's race, then it's a champion's race. And there's been some wonderful horses win this race. It's produced umpteen champions on its honour board. I think there's something like 8 Melbourne Cup winners: Saint Lee, Letzalo, Blaylani, Rising Fast, Ad Talak, Comic Court, which is about 65 years ago, I think. So there's Melbourne Cup winners. You've got Vaux Rogue, which won 3, I think. I do know that Manicato won 3. Three or four, no, three, that's right. Hypernal Melbourne Cup winner won it. Just a fabulous race. Here's the question. CF4, and in the process, Simon, I want the listeners to think of this. Winx was set to return to racing today. Think of Winx winning the Cox Plate by 8 lengths, right? Then you can work out what that's got to do with the question with the CF4, because the CF4 has produced all these winners, but one CF4 winner achieved something in 1 year that no other racehorse has achieved since he performed that feat, right? The CF4 winner achieved something in 1 year that no other racehorse has achieved since he performed that feat. The champ, you know, so the question is, what is the name of the horse? And the horse won, and this is why it's so special, he won the Caulfield Cup, the Melbourne Cup, and the Cox Plate, all in 1 year. What was the horse's name? He won a Caulfield Cup, a Melbourne Cup, and a Cox Plate. Could you imagine a Winx winning a Caulfield Cup and a Melbourne Cup in the same year? Think about it.
Too good. Ruby Redhart beat Unique Magic.
Really
third was
okay.
Pure Luck.
And if you can't
then came Who Am I, Miss Prick.
Redhart beat
Ruby Redhart will be too good.
Really, if you're just sitting down very quietly, and I hope you are, because you don't want to stress and strain yourself in weather like this, a bottle of Windy Peak Chardonnay is absolutely perfect for today. Even if you drink a red wine, the Chardonnay is perfect. If you drink wet red wine, well, a nice Windy Peak Shiraz today is lovely. If you want
to go close
just
up to Uniquely now, cuts
like
out deep, your luck's out the front. It is left
but
to go.
The
who
Windy
am I?
Peak
who am I?
Chardonnay is perfect for a day like today. I'll even let you put a couple of ice blocks in it. but I prefer just to put it in the fridge and make it cold.
So he's won the big three majors into one spring, and then the following February won the CF4.
That's well, you're getting on the way here. I mean, listen,
we've got a winner actually, Paul.
Yep. Well, there you go. See, I was going to say he actually won the CF4 Stakes 2 years after he won the Grand Slam in the 1 year. I'd say most probably possibly one of our regular
players. Who am I last of all? 300 metres left to go, though. Unique Magic in front, being punched along. Pure Luck's out there second. Ruby Redart's out deep on the track in third, coming at them strongly now. Inside the 150, Ruby Redart moved up to Unique Magic as they go close to the post now, and Ruby Redart will be too good. Ruby Redart beat Unique Magic. Third was Pure Luck. Then came Who Am I, misprint, tapped the till, late scratching at the barrier.
But today, I think they would have wheelchaired the jockey in to make sure he protested.
Yeah.
And he would have got it. He definitely would have got the protest over Toparoa. But that's history. Toparoa was a fine horse and won the Melbourne Cup. And Rising Fast ran second after winning it the year before. But it was Rising Fast. And, you know, like, he's just an amazing racehorse, Rising Fast. But, you know, when the Cox played Caulfield Cup and Melbourne Cup, 2 years later he won the CFO Stakes. He won those in 54.
On the outside of us,
the name of Rising Fast, 2-1.
Two and a half lengths in front of Blackjack Bella, and Arky wins again. Arky the big boy. Arky won it by 2.5 lengths.
Andrew from Umu Plains has won before, but not very often. He might have only won a couple of times. If that, good on you, Andrew.
He'll need a few ice cubes in there this afternoon at Umu Plains.
Yes, I think he will. So there you go. Rising Fast is the answer, and he did it in 1954.
He's well with 100 Harvest Green and Blackjack and Sentimentalide. Blackjack cashing up, and then Prince on lead here for the red.
Okay, thanks very much for your time, Paul.
Thanks, Simon. See you later.
We'd better leave it there. Tarapa the first, it was 6-3-4-1. Snow Secret was fourth. Quinella, $24. Exacta, $40.30. Trifecta, $389.60. And the first four, $349.50. Let's take a look at Tabcorp Park Harness Racing at Menangle. A tremendous card highlighted by the Group 1 Chariots of Fire.
Here from
and the Blue Lion. Morning to
Sentimental Prince on the good outside, morning, making Darling ground, here. Cashing up over on the rail. And Blackjack Bella runs home down on the outside. Arky is still the leader from Blue Lion. Sentimental Prince tries, running home. Blackjack Bella cashing up, and Harbour Springs over on the inside. But Arky's going well with 100 metres left to go. He's about 2.5 lengths in front of Blackjack Bella. And Arky wins again. Arky the big boy.
Let's run through the card here, Amanda. Race number one is the first heat of the Invitation Drivers' Championship. It's an M1 to M2, and there's no scratching squad to line up. The tab fixed on the first has got five All Eyes on Us, the $3.60 favourite. Four Match Pointers at $4.20, and 12 Storm on Zara is $5.
Australia, you took the
good value for
Storm.
The
Dylan's Luck is running home late down the outside, but Winning Supreme's in front of Dylan's Luck. Winning Supreme is clear, and Winning Supreme has won the race from Dylan's Luck. Judy Dude third, just ahead of I Remember You, and then Lover.
But they went 153.7 in the last quarter and 26.9, so it's pretty smart. And that the horse that knows him on the line was Frisk, so she's quite a smart mare. And three starts ago, this horse beat Hector JJ, so there's no doubting his ability, and I think that his ability will get him over the line.
Just on, just on. I remember true. Took those
like
left to go and Crim Hidden Light.
One from better be perfect. This horse has been quite strong here in Sydney, producing a couple of wins. One of those wins, this horse rated 151 and change, and drawn barrier one over the mile. It's going to get a good cut into this race. Also including the 12 here, Stormont Zar. I think he's a good place chance here for race one, and also the 9 Better Than Max. So race one at Menangle, numbers are 5, 1, 12 and 9.
Because one from the outside from Hidden Light.
Race 2 is the second of those Invitation Drivers' heats, and one scratching is number 7, Captain Brook. In this market, we've got 280 for 12 by Mr. Brightside, $4 for one Spearmy Days, and 550 for 9 Condigen.
Yes, I'm keeping third, just ahead of I Remember You, and then Love a Rose, This Is Australia, followed by CC Sequalo, Hidden Light, Wigglesworth, Just Dawn, and the final two were Delirium, or the final three, Delirium, Moss Fever, and Red
Hines. Just has had no luck. He got caught wide last start and finished down the track. But look, this is a perfect race for him to bounce back tonight. Also like the one he Spare Me Days, this horse is one you really can't underestimate, especially from this draw.
With 100 metres left to go. Crack Me Up is going into second from Polara, and down to 5, but Andras is pretty smart, I think.
So he does have some good form next. his name, despite finishing out of the money. Also like the three here, Lamora, Blow a Cloud, from rather, down to, and the from five, down to, Leo's Best. So race two numbers are 12, Sarah 1, down 3 there. And
crack
5.
Me up, company, oh, that
so
was 12, 1, 3, 5
in the second race. Now over to the third. And for the first heat of the Freedom Farms Lexus Championships, an MO only. The scratching is number 12, Lignanti, and with the fixed odds, 9 Roll With It is at $2.40, 5 Broadway Playboy, $3, and $6.50 for 1 Fiocchi.
Lara and Doubt Defying are still back. Second last, homeward bound, 400 metres left to go. This one's been deep here, Andrath, but moves up in company with Alisak over on the inside. Crack Me Up is running home of Polara down the outside, but Andrath has kicked away, led by about 2.5 lengths here from Polara and Crack Me Up. The next one there is Mr. Marku from Doubt Defying, but Andrath clear with 100 metres left to go. Crack Me Up is going into second from Polara and Doubt Defying, but Andrath is pretty smart, I think. Andrath won up by 2 lengths, Crack Me Up and third, Polara, fourth, Doubt Defying. Mr. Marku next in, and then Cushion Peak and Royal Appen, followed by overlapping King of Monaco, Miss Kendall and Alisak dropped out, only back two to the line, and they were General Assault and Treasure Gallery.
So 9, 5, 6, and 11 in the third. The fourth event is the second heat of the Lexus Championship. And there's no scratchings here, a field of 11. In this market, three without you is at $3. Two controversial is at $4.80. 11 match in heaven is at $3.80. Now, I do have a late scratching which has just come through in this race. Number four, Kazelle is out.
Not much between them at all. A further Fido, third, Glendara, Jumbo, Prince, have a say, Sick Freight, Secret Trump.
I think he's one of the best bets of the night. I think he's extremely well placed. And he has plenty of options with this draw. He's the only horse off the second row, and his preparation, he's had four starts, he's won two of them. Last start he went a career best 152-1, and I really think he can take home the cash. Obviously the danger is the Victorian, the three, which is without you. This horse just got some fantastic form next to its name, and obviously drawn in barrier three over the mile at Menangle is an advantage as well. Wasn't going to include the nine here, Let's Cut Loose, this horse is usually thereabouts, as well as the six.
Across to race five, the Siberia Stakes, group two for the mares. Take out eight, Better Promise, 10 Tricky Sticks. So the first emergency, Better Than Special, gains a run. And the market at this point suspended. I think from memory it was Cyclone Cater Head of Frith.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Simon. And look, it is a bit of an open race. I've also got a scratching of Amaretto. That's another late scratching that's come through for this race. But look, I'm tipping the three on top, Cyclone Kate. She looked as though she's back to her best. She finished second to Salty Robin last start at Menangle. They went 150.5, and she wasn't bustled out of the gate. And I thought that was...
I know, my girl Haley's over on the inside. Powerful Saga comes the absolute widest in the two grey. Still Zip and Abu, Ben Adam, 350 metres left to go. Miss Covergirl is the leader. From on the outside, Madotti, Pepperano, my girl Haley, and Siegfried is making ground back there on the inside. Madotti on the outside of Miss Covergirl. Madotti's reached the lead with 100 metres left to go. The sweeper is Jumbo, Prince within his stride down the outside. Madotti's in front, in his stride, flashes on the outside, it's a photo. And they're wide apart. Madonna in his stride, not much between them at all. A further photo, third, Glendara, Jumbo, Prince, Hammersay, Sick Freight, Secret Trail, Pepperano, Powerful Saga.
Last Tuesday week. And I'm also going to tip her stablemate, the five, Tag Taylor's Delight. So race five, the feature for the mares. I've got the three on top, Cyclone Kate.
Outside
a lot. Seven, Miller Liberty, and five, Tag Taylor's Delight.
Back to Abby.
3, 4, 7, 5 in the Siberia.
And gone straight
now let's
past.
Have a look at the race.
And
60,
Red Chandelier goes on
pace.
To burst
two
the hatch bubble.
Here,
and Red Chandelier
and
first. Manhattan
Passage.
News gets through to be second, unseemly third.
And number seven, though, Doctor Needed, is at 2.10. $4 for 2 Monofeet, $4.80 for 3 Aztec Bromac, and $5 for 6 Charlevoix.
Yeah, 2.10 in this small field is great value for No Doctor Needed. That's who I'm tipping on top. So he's drawn in number 7. We'll obviously come out of barrier 5 now with those
wide
two scratches.
Wide red,
wide red, same lead.
He's had to get a
leader in his two starts here in Sydney. He's won both of them. Showed plenty of courage in those races too, and I think he can win again. I think the 6 Charlevoix... he's the biggest danger. He's the emergency for the Chariot to fly tonight, and he was extremely unlucky in the qualifiers. He ran some good races, but was just, yeah, unlucky to get a position, not get a position
he
in the field.
He raced away over Manhattan News out in the centre. Red Chandelier is starting to run on strongly. He's had to get busy on unseemly, and out wide, Red Chandelier has circled and gone straight past, and Red Chandelier goes on to burst the hatch bubble, and Red Chandelier first. Manhattan News gets through to be second, unseemly third. One of them had to fall over. Fine Eyes has run fourth, followed by Silver Screen, Peggy Lee, a break to Ami Dazzler.
Catch a Lefty, which has come out. So Catch a Lefty out. Now, at the Tab Fix, Lazarus has been $1.45 into $1.35. Salty Robbins out to $6 from about the $4.60 quote. And the rest of them are in double figures. Arm of the Gun at 13.
Yes, money came in for Lazarus last night.
He's above average, and away he goes. Hella Rossity leaving We Built This City and comes on for
Christmas. You know, this is one of the best Chariots of Fire fields I've seen for a very long time. Very even race, and it's not going to be easy, but I just think, you know, Lazarus is just a freakish pacer.
He's up,
and,
he's
know,
up stuck in Newark. Hella Prince and Matterhead, and then to ask to the straight. We built.
With this draw, Mark Purden has plenty of options. Obviously, the danger, I'm marking the 5, Salty Robin, as the one to watch. This horse has been faultless, this preparation. He's unbeaten this season in 10 starts. And we know he can sit outside them, parked, and break once.
Around the outside,
so
though, we built this city. Leads into the straight.
Well.
Hella Rossity.
Really
Stewart's had to ask two for him to dig underneath it. And they're clear over Benico's Prince and Madame Shazam from the back. Hella Rossity's had to get stuck into him. And this is what I'm talking about. He's above average, and away he goes. Hella Rossity leaving We Built This City and comes on for a clear win. We Built This City second. Benico's Prince stuck on well for third. Fourth place between Interlude and Madame Shazam. Then there's a long break to Benico.
Will take him a long way in this race, even though he has drawn wide. So race 7, the Chariots of Fire tonight. I've got the 4 on top, Lazarus, beat 5, Salty Robin, ahead of 9,
like
that Chase
Irish
the Dream, and the 10, McGregor.
The lead from
so 4, 5, 9, and 10 in the Chariots stand, recapping a $25,000 first four jackpot. Across to race 8, the 3rd heat of the Lexus Championship, scratch number 2, Better Than Special. Now here we've got 320 for 11, Catch a Lefty, 420 for 7, Watch Pulp.
Yes, fantastic value once again here. The 11 I'm tipping on top. This horse is a Queenslander, and he was another one that was sort of unlucky in the Chariot qualifiers, but he still went well, and despite not qualifying for the race, and he bounced back with quite a smart win at number 9, Aldo Rossi. That's the horse I'm marking as a danger. This horse, another Queenslander. He's won 8 of his 18 starts, and he's won his last 3 at Albion Park, and went a personal best 154.3 last start. So he has to be considered off that. I'm also including the 8, Code Black, and the 1, Kept Under Wraps. So race 8,
Destiny's
number 0,
only about
11,
a head
9,
away,
8,
going
1.
To third, Mirth the Flirt, Sassani Thompson,
the
outside
is Irish
Constabulary, and the next one there is Overland, it's our Lady Mac still with the lead. Here's Irish Constabulary, looming large on the outside, Mirth the Flirt in the centre, our Lady Mac and Irish Constabulary from Mirth the Flirt and Overland, our Lady Mac, Irish Constabulary, Overland is laid on the outside, he's the 1, Overland over the top as 1. Half a length on the line to second was Our Lady Mac and third Irish Constabulary. Fourth is either Not On Your Life or Mirth the Flirt. Then Fasani Tomso, Colour Charge, Darcy Wood, Denarius next in from Royal Occasion, Dame Destiny. And the last one was Timeless Prince.
Overland,
Lates over the top, number 13, Larry Cassidy for Rob.
Really good job considering it was his first run in 2 months. And he's finished fourth. So I think he's going to improve again.
But Mystic Opal, she's back today. Mystic Opal trots in by 4 lengths. Second, probably Passion Flower just ahead of Beat Next. Fourth in there was Mark Steele, and then Secret Puzzle, I'm Gainey. Chevelle Levant chilling with Dylan Abahar. And then we had I Am the Sculptor, You Know Best. Sapcat ran second last. And the last one was.
So that form will go a long way.
Opal trots today. Mystic Opal drops in by four lengths. Second, probably Passion Flower, just ahead of Beat Next. Fourth in there was Mark's Field, and then Sacred Puzzle, I'm gaining. Chevelle Levant chilling with Dylan Abahar.
7 and 3 in the ninth, and the 10th is the fourth heat of Alexis Championship. Scratchings, 8 Magic Matty, and 11 Artistic Flight. And we've got an odds on the favourite. 9 Express Stride is at $1.70. We've got 7.50 for 10 heats of Bromac. The rest in double figures.
Fiery Heights, Heartbreak, yes, Harry, followed by Profile.
It was pretty impressive winning his two starts in this operation, which was the heat and final of the Intercity Pace up at Maitland. Very smart in both of those runs. It's had a bit of a freshen up since then, but he trialled nicely here at Menangle a fortnight ago, and I think he's spot on for this race tonight. Number 10, he's a Bromac. He's had a couple of starts from the spell now. First up, he made a tough effort, doing a lot of work early after having such a long spell, and ultimately finished sixth on that occasion, and then last start gallops. But I think he can certainly put it all together tonight and go close. Also like the 12 years to Swarovski, this horse produced a couple of good runs and then was all out of sorts last start galloping. But
Sweet Repeat, the inside is fiercely defined, led the way. Fiery Heights on the outside, and also Profiler. Skylimit coming through, and Sasani Tomso down the outside, about 5 across the track, but Skylimit went through and hit the lead for Profiler. Sasani Tomso and Fiery Heights on the outside. Lakers, I'm Alone over on the inside, but Skylimit's in front from Sasani Tomso, Fiery Heights, and I'm Alone. Skylimit's in front, I'm Alone, the inside, but Skylimit. Skylimit won a neck two. Second is I'm Alone, and third will go to on the outside to Sasani Tomso.
It's going to be a pretty hot day in the Menangle area, but Fiery Heights, Heartbreak, Harry, followed by Profiler.
Sweet Repeat, fiercely defined, knocked up, and Cat's Eye Surprise.
And they're lucky, by the time they race, the meeting's already been pushed back, and by the time they race, the weather would have cooled down a lot, and the trainers and drivers, they take a lot of care with their horses. So,
So it's Sergey at the 125, just in front of Look and Listen. They broke clear of Oriental Rain. They're coming to the post together, this pair. It's a Sergey and Look and Listen, and a Sergey narrowly from Look and Listen. 5 lengths away, Oriental Rain. And then follow Julie Magic into the fray, Valenkay, and Artist Spin was the last one home. So a Sergey here for Paul Perry. Royal Randwick, where fashion meets flair and fame meets fortune. You never know who you might meet when Sydney's social set comes out to play. Indulge with Sydney's finest eateries and providors, Catalina, Chinatown, and Victor Churchill. And make an experience with all the jacket. The rain's getting narrowly out. Don't miss out. Visit www.theatc.com.au and secure your tickets today.
Righto, let's take a look at Wentworth Park Greyhound Racing. Tim Newbold, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Simon. 10 races on the card tonight. It looks a pretty much a favourites night all the way through the program, so hopefully we can find a few winners.
No fixed odds up and running just yet at Wendy, but let's run through it, Tim. The first event gets underway at 28 after 7, and the reserves out race 1.
Pretty keen on the
including Valenkay, Oriental Rain, and then followed by Artist Spin and Into the Fray. Out wide on the track, it's a Sergey narrowly, joined by Look and Listen. Oriental Rain's getting through in the orange jacket. So a Sergey at the 125, just in front of Look and Listen. They broke clear of Oriental Rain. They're coming to the post together, this pair. It's a Sergey and Look and Listen, and a Sergey narrowly from Look and Listen. 5 lengths away, Oriental Rain, and then followed Julie Magic into the Fray, Valenkay. And Artist Spin was the last one home. And then number 8, so Queen a Sergey Audrey, here for Paul Perry. We'll get in narrowly from Look and Listen.
Pretty keen on 1, 7, 2, 8.
Which on or away?
The first of Wentworth Park are now raced up at 2. Tim take out 2 full of wind, 6 red calibre, along with the reserves.
Bon Costa, 2 clear, over Gasila on the outside, but it's Bon Costa in front, and Bon Costa beat him.
She won at Wentworth Park running handy time a couple of runs ago, and then she failed
at a next run. Side, no Labella on the follow, then by Bon Costa, just old touch straightening up.
On the fresher side, I think she'll go close. 7 Fusion Cronulla to beat 3 Runway Idol, who's down in class a little on recent runs. She should buy for the front running position by the first turn. Then number 1, Miss Sprightly, and throw in number 8, Sesame Street. 7, 3, 1 and 8.
7, 3, 1 and 8. The third, the reserves are out.
Number 2, Chaser on top here. He does look the winner, but you're going to have to take a skinny quote. We did last Saturday night. He went
straightening
down
up for the run of the judge. It's I'll Take Money in front. Bon Costa gets off the fence, followed then by Manhattan Road and Gasilla on the outside. No Lady Evelyn, but it's Bon Costa who strides up to them, though, at the 150 and went for home. Bon Costa too clear over Gasilla on the outside, but it's Bon Costa in front, and Bon Costa beat home Gasilla. Third, Brady Brook in front of Manhattan Road, followed then by I'll Take Money, and then came the Blues Brother Lady Evelyn. Further back in the race was Meter Eater with Queen Electra, Runaway Jet, followed then by IB a Star and El Teniente, last runner in.
So 2, 3, 4, Bon Costa,
number one, lends the prize, beats the 11.
Take out five.
The
in
five
fact,
fifths out.
Yeah, that was the third.
Verdict, but it's
four,
the Wasp in front below the 150. Innerwinks coming after it with every stride, and then followed Buddy Zode and Good Verdict running on late. The Wasp in front from Innerwink, and the Wasp got in.
Middle alley, so she's got the early dash and the box manners to overcome that. I think she'll charge across here and lead. Or
is Good is having a cut with Lee. Then Innerwinks, the Wasp.
Really does look a race for number six, Maya Herrera, to beat 3, 6 cents, who will get back in the early part, but she's strong at the end. Then 7, Hanson Jr., well drawn wider over on the track, and throw in number 1, Queen of Zion. 6 to be 3, 7 and 1.
So 6, 3, 7, 1 there
and
in the
looking for a run.
Race. Now,
so
race
at the top of the straight, the Wasp narrowly from Buddy Zode, Inner Winks running on stoutly, then Ready and Flying giving a cut with the cane, and next is a Good Verdict, but it's the Wasp in front below the 150, Inner Winks coming after it with every stride, and then followed Buddy Zode and Good Verdict running on late, the Wasp in front from Inner Wink, and the Wasp got in. Now seconds close. Buddy Zode, Inner Wink and Good Verdict. I'll leave that one up to the judge, and Ready and Flying was last of the five. So the Wasp wins here. Number 5, the Wasp for Chris Lees. Yet another winner to the stable this morning. 49-41. Through Inner Wink, runs second, trialled under a hold. Not to like about it, it's a hit out. And 6 Good Verdicts runs third. 1 Buddy Zode fourth. 5, 2, 6 and 1 is the result. 49-41 and home in 34.
He's shooting for 4 on the bounce and hard to tip against him. He's really began to put it all together. He stepped up to the middle journey at Dapto recently. He then dropped back to 5.20 at Weddy last Saturday night, and he was great winning in the last few strides. Number 3, Wicked Warrior on top to beat 2 Black Hole Sun down in class from the Group 1 National Derby. He's a high-speed chaser, but he's just been beginning moderately. He's got to get his box manners right. Then number 5, Natali DD. She'll fire out on one of the likely leaders. And then number 8, Winston Mission. Throw him into the wider multiple. 3, 2, 5 and 8.
So 3, 2, 5, 8. Race 7 reserves come out.
One of the other better bets on the card, number 2, Techno, last start winner of the track in handy time, beating probably a little tougher company. Here he is sitting up in the 2 alley tonight, which does suit him. He's drawn to park near the lead, and he's got strength on his side as well. He does look the winner, number 2, Techno, to beat 8, Where's Pip. She's a brilliant beginner, plenty of early dash, but she just struggles running a strong 520. Then number 1, Rodeo Sweetheart. She'll be strong at the end. And then number 5, Adrian's Gold. Pretty keen on 2 to beat 8, 1 and 5.
2 from 8, 1 and 5 there in race 7. Race 8 to wrap up the quaddie, take out 7, 8 and 9. 10 items.